Hello, my name is Eli Tuckman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Tainis. In Mishnah, we mentioned Tu B'Av as one of the days of the Korban HaEitzim. That was the day in which not only did the family that had that day, the family of Zatu from Shevet Yehuda, but also others. Kohanim and Levim were allowed to bring wood at that time. Families that had Masorah, that they were wood bringers, were allowed to bring wood at that time. The B'nai Gon Ve'eli and B'nai Kotze Ketzios were allowed to bring at that time. And in fact, Rabbi Gamliel says, Mishnah Ches, Amar Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Lo Hayu Yomim Tovim Li'Yisrael, K'chamisha Asar Ba'avuch Yom HaKippurim. There were no greater days of joy for Am Yisrael than Tu B'Av and Yom HaKippurim. Now we're concluding Maseches Tainis with this mission, of course, because we want to conclude the Masechta on an upbeat note, and therefore we're kind of connecting to Tu B'Av that we were talking about before, and concluding on an upbeat note. So there were never the most joyous days of the year for Am Yisrael are Yom HaKippurim and Tu B'Av. Why is that? Well, with regard to Tu B'Av, when B'nai Yisrael sinned with the Meraglim, we talked about before, right, on Tisha B'Av, Hashem decreed that they would wander in the desert for 40 years, and the entire generation would die out in the desert, and their children would get to Eretz Yisrael. On Tu B'Av, of the 40th year, the deaths ended. So there's two reasons to celebrate that. Number one, no more deaths, and number two, B'nai Yisrael could now enter Eretz Yisrael. And so that is the origin of the great joy of Tu B'Av. The Gemara actually lists a bunch of other happy things that happened on Tu B'Av that are in addition to this one. And with regard to Yom HaKippurim, when Moshe broke the Luchos because of Bnei Yisrael's sin at Egel, which of course happened on Shiva Sar B'Tammuz, Moshe begged for forgiveness from Hashem for Bnei Yisrael, and eventually, right, he was invited back to Shemayim to receive the Luchos Shnios, the second set of Luchos. So Moshe came down from Har Sinai with the second set of Luchos on the 10th day of Tishrei, on Yom HaKippurim, which showed that Hashem had forgiven us, right? That's why Yom HaKippurim is a day of Mechila, and renewing our bond with Hashem, which is, of course, both of those things are a great cause for celebration. So how did we show our celebration on Tu B'Av? Shebahen, on Tu B'Av, Benos Yerushalayim Yotzos Bichlei Lavan Shu'ulim. The single girls of Am Yisrael would go out on Tu B'Av wearing white dresses, but they would be borrowed white dresses. Why borrowed white dresses? Because we wanted to make sure that everybody would have a dress, everybody would have a beautiful dress, and no one would be embarrassed that they didn't have a nice white dress, and that they couldn't afford to buy a nice white dress. Because everybody borrowed, so everybody would have a dress. Also, right, Shlo Levayish is Misha Einlo, so not to embarrass someone who didn't have, a girl who didn't have. Kol ha-ke'ilim tu'unim tevila. All of these dresses needed tevila and a mikvah. Why is that? Because in case it came from someone tamei. We've talked many times about the difference between a chaver who is careful about trumas ha-maestros and tumah tahara, and an ama aretz who is less knowledgeable and usually less careful. And so the clothes of an ama aretz always have to be assumed to be tamei. And again, in order not to embarrass those who might be less careful about tumah tahara, who have to be assumed that their clothing is tameh, no matter how much they insist it's tahor, all dresses were dipped no matter who they came from. And this way, everybody would not be embarrassed, and everybody would be wearing a tahor white dress. Ubenos Yerushalayim, Yotzos v'cholos bakramim. And with these white dresses, the girls would go out into the vineyards, and they would dance in the vineyards. They would have dancing in the vineyards. Now, of course, the single man would go out to the vineyards as well. And the girls would say to the single men out there, "Umeh hayu omros." What did the girls say? "Bachur, young man, sana inachu rei. Raise your eyes and look, ma tavor lach. Look at what you're choosing for yourself. But, al titin inecha banoi. Don't only look at beauty. You should also look at family. Yichus is very, very important, right? Who comes from a good family? And actually, don't only look at beauty and at yichus. Because Sheker Achein Vehevel Ayofi, quoting from Eishes Chayil, the charisma and beauty, they're not important. Yishai Ras Hashem Hi Tisalel. It is a woman who fears Hashem, a Bas Torah, really, who is worthy of praise. And additionally, the girls would also quote a later pasuk in Eishes Chayil, sort of as a kind of tefillah, Tenu lami pri yadeha bihalua bashar maaseha. Give her from the produce of her hands. Hashem should give this Eishes Chayil, who is Yari Hashem, the benefit of what she does, and also her deeds should be praised in the gates. In other words, that she should be zocha to do many ma'asim tovim. So that is what they would do to celebrate Tu B'Av. Now the Mishnah continues, V'chein, so too regarding Yom HaKippurim. Yom HaKippurim was equally joyous because that's the day on which Hashem forgives us. The Pasuk says, regarding Yom HaKippurim, and this is in Shir HaShirim, and it's allegorical, it's not direct. And the Pasuk says, Tzena Urena Benos Tzion B'Melech Shlomo. Go out and see, daughters of Tzion, B'Melech Shlomo. Go see, literally, King Shlomo. But Chazal interpret this Pasuk as meaning, HaMelech Shlomo, HaMelech is Hashem, Shlomo, the king who is the master of peace. Peace is his. He owns peace. Ba'atara she'itra lo imo. The crown that his mother crowned him with. Who's his mother in this context? His is Am Yisrael. Am Yisrael, we crowned Hashem. We crown Hashem all the time. When do we crown Hashem? When we observe his mitzvos. When we honor him and keep his mitzvos. And when did this happen? B'yom chasun aso. On the day of his marriage. What's the day of Hashem's marriage? That's the day that Hashem was bound to Am Yisrael, and we were bound to him on the day that he gave us the Torah. Symbolically, of course. That is symbolized most by Luchos Shnios, right? The final version of the Luchos that we got, that Hashem gave us, and that, of course, happened on Yom HaKippurim. So this great joy of Hashem on the day of his marriage, that's the day he gave us the second Luchos. Abiyom Chasun Aso, Ze Matan Torah. Ubiyom Simchas Libo, the rest of the Pasuk. When is Ubiyom Simchas Libo, the day of the joy of his heart? Ze Ben Yom Beis HaMikdash. That refers to the day the Beis HaMikdash was built, right? Because Hashem is the joyous king on the day that he became that we became his nation, and he gave us the Torah, and on the day that we built the Beis HaMikdash. And of course, when we say Zeh Binyan Beis HaMikdash, especially having talked about Tisha B'Av and the destruction of Beis HaMikdash, we say Zeh Binyan Beis HaMikdash sheyibane b'mehera b'yameinu amen. May it be rebuilt speedily in our days. Amen. Solik Maseches Tainis. Mazel Tov to all of those who finish Maseches Tainis.